You can close your eyes now and begin breathing deeply and slowly. Before you let go completely and drift into a deep hypnotic state, just let yourself listen carefully to everything I say to you. It's going to happen automatically. So you don't need to think about that now. And you will have no conscious control over what happens as you let go. The muscles in and around your eyes will relax all by themselves as you continue breathing easily and freely. Without thinking about it, you will soon enter a deep, peaceful, hypnotic trance without any effort. There is nothing important for your conscious mind to do. There is nothing really important except the activities of your subconscious mind. And these activities can be just as automatic as dreaming. And you know how easily you can forget your dreams when you awaken. You are responding very well. Without noticing it, you have already altered your rate of breathing. You are breathing much more easily and freely. And you are revealing signs that indicate you are beginning to drift into a hypnotic trance. You can really enjoy relaxing more and more, and your subconscious mind will listen to each and every word that I say. And it keeps becoming less important for you to consciously listen to my voice. Your subconscious mind can hear even if I whisper. You are continuing to drift into a more detached state as you examine privately in your own mind. Secrets, feelings, sensations, and behaviors you didn't know you had. At the same time, letting go completely. Your own mind is solving that problem. At your own pace. Just as rapidly as it feels you are ready. You continue becoming more relaxed and comfortable as you sit there with your eyes closed. As you experience that deepening comfort, you don't have to move, or talk, or let anything bother you. Your own inner mind can respond automatically to everything I tell you. And you will be pleasantly surprised with your continuous progress. You are getting much closer to a deep hypnotic trance. And you are beginning to realize that you don't care whether or not you are going into a deep trance. Being in this peaceful state enables you to experience the comfort of the hypnotic trance in your own personal way. Being hypnotized is always a very enjoyable, very pleasant, calm, peaceful, completely relaxing experience. It seems natural to include hypnosis in your future. Every time you fall under my hypnotic spell, you experience more and more pleasure, and you continue experiencing benefits from the new habits that you form while listening to me in trance. So you will really enjoy having me hypnotize you. You will always enjoy the sensations of comfort, of peacefulness, of calmness, and all the other sensations that come automatically from this wonderful experience. You will be really happy that you decided to have me hypnotize you. As you continue understanding more and more about who you are, through my voice, you are learning new parts of yourself. You are developing your own techniques of therapy. Without knowing, you are developing them. You can have it as a surprise sooner or later. A very pleasant surprise. Imagine yourself in a place you like very much. By a lake, or by the ocean. Perhaps you are floating gently on a sailboat on a peaceful lake. On a warm, summer day. You are continuing to relax even more now. And you continue becoming more comfortable. This is your own world that you like very much. You are going to find that any time you want to spend a few minutes by yourself, relaxing, and feeling very comfortable and serene, you can automatically go back to this feeling you're experiencing now. You can put yourself into this world anytime you like. There are times when you will want this serene feeling, and it is yours whenever you want it. Continue enjoying this pleasant experience as your subconscious mind is receiving everything I tell you, and you will be pleased with the way you automatically respond to everything I say. You are aware of everything, and yet you are not aware. You are listening with your subconscious mind, while your conscious mind is far away and not listening. Your conscious mind is far away and not listening. Your subconscious mind is awake and listening and hearing everything, while your conscious mind remains very relaxed and peaceful. You can relax peacefully because your subconscious mind is taking charge. And when this happens, you can let your subconscious do all the listening. Your subconscious mind knows. And because your subconscious mind knows, your conscious mind does not need to know and can stay asleep and not mind, while your subconscious mind stays wide awake. You have much potential in your subconscious mind which you don't have in your conscious mind. You can remember everything that has happened with your subconscious mind, but you cannot remember everything with your conscious mind. You can forget so easily, and with forgetting certain things you can remember other things. Remembering what you need to remember, and forgetting what you can forget. It does not matter if you forget, you need not remember. Your subconscious mind remembers everything that you need to know, and you can let your subconscious mind listen and remember while your conscious mind sleeps and forgets. Keep your eyes closed and listen with your subconscious mind, and when you're listening very, very carefully, your head can nod yes. As you continue to listen to me with your subconscious mind, your conscious mind sleeps deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper. Let your conscious mind stay deeply asleep, and let your subconscious mind listen to me. Now drift down, deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed. And as you drift deeper, I want your subconscious mind to become aware of the state that you are currently in. So relaxed and obedient to my suggestions. Whenever you hear me say the word deeper, I want you to return to this state that you find yourself in. Drift even deeper into trance for me. You find it so easy to drift deeper into trance for me whenever I say that magic word. You know that in order to accomplish the changes that you want to see in yourself, you need to drift deeper every time that I ask you to. It doesn't matter if you have other things on your mind. Your mind is receptive to my words and commands whenever I ask you to drift deeper for me. Deeper. More and more relaxed. Deeper. Feel yourself drifting down. More and more comfortable and receptive with every breath. And even if you begin to feel tense, you can feel that tension slip away in waves of pleasure every time you hear the words deeper. You can't resist, because you don't want to resist. Deeper. You need to go deeper into trance, and don't need anything distracting you from what you truly want in life. Deeper. You can feel yourself getting more relaxed as you release the tensions and thoughts preventing you from relaxing to your fullest potential. Deeper. You can't resist obeying, just as you can't resist falling deeper every time you hear me tell you to do so. Your subconscious mind loves falling deeper, just as your conscious mind loves acting out my commands in your everyday life. You never have any trouble falling deeper whenever I tell you to. Deeper. It's like falling into a warm blanket or a lover's arms. You trust me to tell you everything about yourself while you surrender to everything my words tell you to do. Deeper. Just let your subconscious mind drift to a place that it drifts to more and more easily whenever I say your words. Deeper. You trust yourself to make the right decisions in your life. And that trust you have in yourself enables your mind to trust me even more as you drift. Deeper. So deeply relaxed and content about everything in your life. You've completely shut out the world and are ready to listen to my commands. And you will find that you return to this state of consciousness whenever you hear me say the words. Deeper. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what you are doing. When you hear the words, deeper, you will return to the state that you currently find yourself in and be more and more relaxed, happy, and at peace as you let my words guide you through your trance. All you want is to become more open, more receptive, and more obedient, and you will continue to do that with each deeper. Feel free to relax and release all of your tensions and worries as you take a deep breath, in and out. And as you continue to breathe in and out, you can find the vision of your hypnotic trance fading into the pleasing image of your own comfortable home. Happy, peaceful, comfort. You can remember that you have a big celebration scheduled for later tonight with all of your closest friends and family members. And you can feel free to think about all of the things that you need to do with your precious time before they arrive to make sure that your party is perfect. Yes. You are intimately aware that since today is such a big day for you, you know that you will need to do everything in your power in order to make your home as comfortable and welcoming and inviting for all of the important guests that are going to arrive for your special party. Yes. You can remember that always being social and welcoming and pleasing to all of the people that enter your beautiful home has always been a desirable habit to you. And you know that a big part of being as welcoming and pleasing and inviting as possible is wearing the proper immaculate makeup and adorable feminine outfit in order to distinguish your home and parties from other events that your guests may choose to go to. Desire. Feminine. Adorable. And as you look down, you can see the most perfectly girly and adorable dress begin to form around you. Yes. Ruffled frills pop out of the shoulders and the skirt of the material as the pink outfit forms and molds itself to your increasingly delicate figure. You can remember, as you look at the completely adorable and girly outfit in your mind, that wearing clothing that works to display yourself as the increasingly adorable girly girl that you love to be has always been how you choose to present yourself to the world. Happy. Feminine. Pink. And as a beautiful sash and delicate, silky material appears around your thin waist, you can look in the mirror and see makeup being drawn around your most delicate features, accentuating them perfectly as your appearance becomes increasingly cute and feminine and adorable. Yes. You can continue staring into the mirror as your eyeliner and eyeshadow are painted onto your face, followed by a little bit of blush and lipstick and mascara. Desire. Adorable. Loved. You know that in order to be loved and happy and confident and successful in your life, you need to always look and behave like the adorable feminine princess that you love to present yourself to the world as. Yes. You can smile to yourself in the mirror. Your beautiful features even more desirable to the hunky strangers that you need to use you and tell you what to do with your life. And you know that you will always be happy and successful in your future whenever you dress and act in ways that make you appear the most feminine to the world. Happy. Pleasure. Feminine. You hear a faint ding coming from the kitchen, and you can find yourself sashaying in your adorable heels towards the cookies and cakes and biscuits that you have been preparing in the oven since this morning. Yes. And as you walk, You can notice all of the tastefully feminine features in the decoration of your house. Delicate and fragrant flowers at the peaks of their blooms happily sit arranged in vases placed perfectly around your home. Velvet pillows and cushions fluff and plump and impeccably placed. And you can smile to yourself in happiness and contentment and joy at the realization that you are living your life in exactly the way that you desire. Yes. You can remember that you have always become happy and aroused and turned on whenever you think about your future as a perfectly pink and feminine princess. And you know that you want to experience these completely pleasurable and feminine feelings every day of your future as you move closer and closer towards your life's goals. Pink. Adorable. Desire. Fall deeper with me now as you consider your perfect princess future. Deeper and deeper as you fade into a soothing and relaxing trance. Deeper and deeper, more and more at peace and relaxed in your soothing trance, as the images in your mind begin to again form around your perfectly feminine home. Yes. You can find yourself looking down at your adorably manicured hands as long, pink, feminine, silky gloves wind themselves around each delicate finger and up your arms before you hear a familiar knock at the door. Excitement, pleasure, happy. You intuitively know that the first of your guests have arrived to help you in celebrating your new feminine princess life, and you can find yourself twirling in your fashionable heels in order to check to make sure that all of the party preparations are perfectly planned and put out for your guests. Yes. You can see that there are lots of colorful, feminine, girly cocktails in a variety of fun fruity flavors to choose from and enjoy, and you are completely sure that your guests will love the delicious finger foods that you have spent all day preparing. There are plenty of pictures of cute hunks and trendy fashion photos all over the walls and decorating the counters so that everybody has something to talk about when they sit down and enjoy their snacks. Yes. The interior of your house is designed as if nobody even remotely masculine has ever lived in it, and you can find yourself smiling at the complete dedication that you have in your life towards your perfect princess future. Desire. Pink. Adorable. And as you open the door for your excited guests, you can find yourself giggling happily as you naturally chat as your feminine self, as if it was how you have been meant to act your entire life. Yes. You can continue talking with all of your excited partygoers as you see a beautiful feminine figure step through the door out of the corner of your eye. Happy. Loved. Excitement. You can remember that this woman has taught you everything that you know about being the beautiful feminine princess that you were always meant to be, and you can discover yourself curtsying naturally in front of her as you ask her how you can please and cater to her in the most delicate and feminine way possible. Yes. Your beautiful mistress smiles at you warmly, the sides of her kissable lips curling into a motherly smile as she greets you with a warm embrace. The sweet familiar smell of her floral perfume instantly making you even more submissive and weak and obedient to her every command. Yes. And as she greets you, you can find yourself nodding as she reminds you about all of the facts about yourself. Feminine. Pink. Pleasure. You have always loved to be a beautiful feminine princess, and have always hated anything in your life that might cause you to be seen as a gross, boring male to the people around you. Yes. You know that you love to be flirty and adorable at every possible opportunity and hate wearing clothing that might make you out to be anything other than the erotically desirable feminine creature that you love to be each and every day. Yes. You know that submission and obedience to the smart, dominant people around you is both pleasurable and necessary to live your happiest, most carefree life. Yes. You can remember that whenever you are submissive, you can free your mind from your daily anxieties and problems, and focus on your sexy lover and remaking yourself into the most erotically pink, feminine princess the world has ever seen. Loved. Pleasure. Feminine. Look deeper into your dominant mistress's eyes as you drift deeper and deeper into a soothing, hypnotic trance. Deeper and deeper with every word that you hear leading you towards the life that you intuitively desire the most. Deeper and deeper. More and more relaxed and at peace with your surroundings as your beautiful mistress continues to talk to you, her words seamlessly becoming your own thoughts, becoming your personal memories and unquestionable truths. Yes. And as you continue to stare deeper and deeper into your alluringly sexual and seductively feminine friend's eyes, you can see an image of a familiar playground start to form around you. Happy, cute, excitement. The trees and grass and park and people in your memory suddenly appear in your view as you find yourself sitting in your favorite dress from when you were a little girl. Yes. Do you remember what your beautiful dress looked like? Yes. It was pink and delicate and adorable with ruffles on the shoulders and a skirt to match your frilly lace socks and cute Mary Jane shoes, wasn't it? Adorable. Pink. Feminine. You can remember now that your mother has always loved to dress you up in the prettiest, girliest outfits that she can find, and you know that you have always loved every adorable outfit that she has ever picked and have always craved to wear the pinkest, most feminine outfits every day for as long as you have been choosing what outfits to wear. Yes. You smile to yourself as you shift in the bench seat and adjust your dress as you remember to always keep your legs closed or crossed whenever you are sitting in your beautiful clothing. Happy. Loved. Adorable. You know that an adorable little girl such as yourself should always be proper and feminine at all times. And that means that any anxiety or worry that you may feel from not being feminine and adorable and pink enough is completely warranted and should be solved immediately before you feel that you can move on to other activities. Yes. You can remember that not crossing or not holding your legs together while you are sitting has always caused you to feel a great deal of stress and worry and anxiety. And you know that you want to always live your life as the delicate and adorable and completely pink princess that you imagine yourself being in your perfect future. Comfort. Cute. Pink. And as you sit on your comfortable bench wearing your completely adorable dress and pretty accessories, you can look at the playground and see the other children playing with each other. Yes. Children dirty from falling and running and sliding are giggling to themselves as they chase each other around the various obstacles on the jungle gym in the middle of the playground. You know that behaving like the children in front of you would completely ruin your beautiful dress and the time that you spent putting so much work into the pretty bows and curls in your hair. Happy. Pink. Feminine. You can search your true and correct memories to recall just how much you love receiving compliments and praise on your beautiful, pristine outfits from the mothers and children and families around you. And remember that the pleasure and excitement and enjoyment that you receive from the praise of others on your beautiful, perfectly manicured outfit is completely worth the sacrifice of giving up any activities that might ruin your delicate clothing or your adorable, feminine appearance. Yes. And as you sit on your comfortable bench, feeling the cool breeze of the afternoon air blow through your elegant, pink dress, I want you to look up and see some older women approach you as they coo and compliment your adorable, childish appearance, causing you to naturally blush and look at the ground submissively. Happy. Loved. feminine. You can remember that it is completely proper for a delicate pink princess such as yourself to always stare at the ground submissively whenever more dominant adults are addressing her in order to show the world around her how much she loves to give away all of her difficult problems and thinking and anxieties and focus entirely on becoming the most feminine girly girl that she can possibly grow into in her most perfect future. Yes. You know, as the ladies around you continue to coo and awe and give you compliments on your adorably girlish appearance, that you must listen to these women and present yourself in any adorable way that they desire in order to receive even more compliments and pleasure and happiness and love in your life. And you find yourself smiling at your excited audience as you stand up delicately and present yourself with a cute curtsy. The ladies begin to clap for you and you can feel waves of deep, comforting pleasure and happiness wash over your body as the rhythmic sounds of their cheers and compliments and praises pushes you even deeper and deeper into a relaxing and soothing and comforting trance. Now listen to my words and drift deeper, deeper, and deeper into trance. And as my commands flow through you as your own thoughts do, you can feel yourself relaxing more and more into the soothing sounds of my voice. Your subconscious mind trusts my words, just as you trust my commands to lead you to your every dream and aspiration. You are in complete control of your life when you listen to my words. And the habits that you make from listening to my voice will give you confidence in the complete truth of everything that I say. Each and every time you practice hypnosis with my voice, you will feel yourself comfortably going deeper than the time before. Your every breath creates a greater rhythm, a balance within yourself that easily accepts everything I say without a second thought. You hold the power over your life, and by listening to my voice and drifting deeper, you find my words giving you even greater power to accomplish everything you've ever wanted. You are empowered every time you drift deeper. You are happiest whenever you drift deeper. You know that you don't have to worry whenever you drift deeper to my voice. You obey and trust my words without hesitation, because you know that my voice will ultimately lead you to the self that you truly desire. You can rest assured as you drift deeper for me. Deeper and deeper into the most open and receptive parts of your unconscious mind, not caring about how easily you drift deeper or how receptive you are to everything that I am saying and absorbing it as truth. You are easily falling deeper, so open as you drift deeper, so content as my commands sink deeper, completely obedient and receptive to my words. And as you continue to breathe slowly in and out, falling deeper and deeper into an obedient hypnotic trance with every breath that you take, you can find your vision coming together and focusing to discover yourself sitting in your old room from when you were just a teenager. Do you remember how it looked? Yes. It was completely pink and feminine and girly, just how you have always loved everything in your life to be. With your bed covered in familiar satin and silk and pictures of dominant hunks plastered all over the wall. The thick, pink carpet underneath your toes causes them to flex and unflex in familiar comfort as you look in the mirror and feel excitement and pleasure and joy at the thought of practicing your makeup in order to find the perfect feminine look in which to present yourself to the world. Loved. Pleasure. Feminine. You know that the more you practice applying makeup to your beautiful face, the better and more able you will be in your future to find the perfect lover to bend you over and treat you like the perfectly feminine and submissive princess that you love being. Yes. And as you begin applying your foundation, complexion and blush and contouring your adorable complexion in all of the ways that make you the most delicate and pink and seductive. You can think to your memories and remember all of the exciting and interesting things that you have learned in your past to improve your skills and passion for making yourself up as the delicate, feminine creature that everyone desires to use and pluck and take care of. Yes. You can recall that you have always loved everything about using and applying makeup to seduce the people around you into giving you compliments and presents and success in your life, and know that any information that you encounter about makeup in your future needs to be remembered and followed and applied perfectly. Happy. Desire. Excitement. You can look at your adorably feminine teenage face in the ornate mirror in front of you, with pictures of inspirational looks taped to the edges of the frame, and begin to apply your eyeshadow and liner as you think about how fuckable and alluring you are going to look to others that you will meet when you are perfectly made up. Yes. You know that applying makeup to your face has always made you desperately horny and aroused and puts you into a state of animalistic lust that gives you a completely natural craving to fuck the first person that you find. Yes. You can always enjoy the pleasurable, erotic act of applying makeup because you know that makeup will always lead towards you getting fucked and used like the weak, little delicate princess that you love being. Loved. Pleasure. Safe. Your eyeshadow and eyeliner now perfectly applied on your face. You can begin painting your lips with the most seductive shade of lipstick that you can find. Yes. You can find your arousal growing the more that you apply, and you naturally find your fingers absent-mindedly playing with yourself like you usually do as you imagine what it's going to be like when you find a dominant hunk to fuck you like the posters that you love to hang up all over your wall. Happy. Excitement. Feminine. Makeup makes you horny. Yes. Lipstick causes you to crave to be used like the horny bottom slut that you love being. Yes. Eyeshadow gives your lovers something to focus on while they use you and come all over your face. Pleasure. Desire. Pink. Feel strong waves of erotic arousal wash over your mind as you look at your perfectly made-up face in your vanity in your familiar teenage bedroom. Yes. Stare at the images of the sexy hunks in your reflection as you fall deeper and deeper into a soothing and relaxing hypnotic trance. Deeper and deeper. More and more relaxed with every breath that you take. Yes. And as you continue to breathe slowly, in and out, I want you to discover the veil of translifting, to find yourself at a familiar gathering between friends in your past. Happy. Loved. Desire. You can clearly remember that you have heard from a friend that there are plenty of sexy strangers at this party that are waiting to use and fuck you like the delicate little pink slut that you desire to be every day. Yes. And you know, as you approach the first hunky stranger that you see, that you must act like the perfectly weak and demure and feminine creature that you love to present yourself to the world as. You can recall times in your past in which you took a more direct approach and told your lovers exactly what you wanted with little to no foreplay. Empty. Anxiety. Stress. You can remember that during these instances in your past, in which you are more direct with your lovers than the usual seductive tease that you have come to accept within yourself as natural, that you would proposition everyone to fuck you in your wanting holes while you moan like the submissive slut that you love to be. Yes. You can remember feeling disappointed with some of your sexual conquests, and know that some of them just weren't dominant enough to treat you like the weak little feminine princess that you love to be and prevented you from achieving the most erotic levels of orgasmic bliss possible. Asking everyone for sex is fun and arousing, but you know that since you have matured in the last few years, that you prefer your lovers to fuck you in the ways that make you feel the most feminine, and you know that the easiest way to find dominant strangers to treat you like the submissive sexual plaything that you love to be every day is to flirt and seduce and let them show you how erotically dominant they are. Yes. Feeling submissive and weak and used has always been the most erotic sexual experience that you can possibly imagine in your life. And you will intuitively find yourself attracted to dominant hunks that remind you of the personalities and bodies of lovers that you have fucked in the past. Pleasure. Loved. Adorable. And as you return to your memory and approach your lover at the party, you can feel your arousal growing with each step that you take. Yes. You can remember how you teased and flirted with the sexy stranger at the party until they took you back into one of the rooms and tied you up while they had their way with your horny body, sending you into multiple mind-blowing orgasms. Comfort. Confident. Feminine. You are happiest when you are the most confident, and you are the most confident whenever you are showing the world what a delicate little princess that you love to be. Yes. And since you always want to make sure that you have the easiest, most soothing and stress-free life possible, you know that you must advertise your submissiveness and delicateness and femininity to the world every day. In this way, you can avoid ever having to discuss any boring and interesting problems in your life while you bend over in front of your dominant lovers and let them handle all of your uncomfortable decision-making for you. Loved. Pleasure. Pink. You know that keeping your decisions simple will help you become more practiced at being the person that you most want to be in your future over someone who might not be focusing on all of the right things in their future and lose track of what it means to become exactly who they aspire to be. Drift deeper and deeper with me now as you fall even deeper into a soothing and relaxing trance with the sound of my voice. Deeper and deeper, with the sound of my voice. Deeper, and more obedient and relaxed with every word that I say. Yes. And as you continue to breathe in and out in your comfortable trance, I want you to look in front of yourself to see your beautiful, dominant mistress looking deep into your eyes. Loved. Feminine. Desire. The completely true and real memories that she has chosen to reveal to you are still on the forefront of your mind as you naturally sashay in your beautiful party dress into the kitchen to fetch your guests another tray of snacks and drinks. Yes. And as you walk back into the room, intuitively checking your appearance in the mirror to make sure that it is the most feminine and immaculate as it can possibly be, you can sense that the mood of the room has changed. Yes. You can discover that your beautiful, dominant mistress has been revealing truths and memories to your guests just as she has revealed your perfect self to you in the last few interactions that you have had. Happy. Loved. Pink. And as your guests turn to look at you, you can tell that their demeanor has changed. Your mistress smiles as you recognize their hungry looks and begin to get turned on and aroused and excited in erotic lust for all of the exciting ways in which they are going to use you and give you compliments on your adorably feminine body and appearance. Yes. You know that it is completely natural and pleasant and proper for you to get turned on whenever dominant strangers decide to use you for their pleasure, and you can feel your mind filling with fantasies, just like it always does, of the erotic ways in which you can be submissive as you bend over to be used and receive the ultimate compliment on your delicate appearance and demeanor by becoming the perfect sexual plaything of their fantasies. Feminine. Comfort. Pleasure. And as your friends surround you and begin to remove their clothes, you can find yourself becoming even more turned on by the idea of pleasing each and every one of them completely and fully. In order to receive the erotic thrill of being so attractive and beautiful as they decide to use you for their orgasms. Yes. You know that a truly pink princess must behave in a delicate and submissive and feminine manner in everything that she does. And you can find yourself smiling as you pleasure your friends with limp wrists and undeniably feminine moans. Happy. Pink. Confident. You can breathe a sigh of pleasure and contentment as you finish satisfying the last of your guests. And know that you can feel happy and satisfied and complimented for your natural beauty and feminine personality and attitude whenever you are fucked like the delicate little slut that you were always meant to be. Yes. Your memories have told you that you have always been aroused and turned on and happy whenever you have been complimented and praised on your completely cute and adorable feminine appearance and style, and you can feel pure bliss at having made the world and your life a better place by being completely true to yourself and living your best life. Yes. Your mistress smiles at you for having behaved in exactly the way that you were always meant to behave. And you can feel powerful waves of feminine pleasure and desire wash over you as you fall deeper and deeper into trance. Deeper and deeper. With the sound of my voice as the lessons and commands that you hear quickly become your own personal truths. Now I want you to think about all of the things that you've just learned. The more you think about the things you've just learned, the more you realize that your conscious mind doesn't have to think as your subconscious mind obeys. The more you obey my words, the more you realize that they become more and more of who you are. Your subconscious loves thinking about the new and exciting behaviors that you have learned, just as your conscious mind loves forgetting about those behaviors as you go about your day. You love your new behaviors and want to listen to this file again and again until those behaviors become second nature to you. You've chosen to listen to this hypnotic file, and only by choosing to listen to my words can you truly take on the behaviors you need to improve your life. My words are your pleasure. My words are your comfort. My words are your truth. And now, on the count of 10, I want you to wake up, refreshed and ready to go about your day with the lessons that you have just learned fresh in your mind. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Feel your body rise up. 4. More and more. 5. Waking up. Feel the blood start to flow into your limbs. 6. More and more awake. 7. Inhaling the air deeply into your lungs. 8. Awakening more and more. 9. Moving your head and getting ready to open your eyes. 10. Refreshed and ready to continue your day.